The Legend of the Flute Player by Noel Parent. A long time ago, in the Valley of the Great Mountains, there was a small town where lived all the greatest musicians in the land. From anywhere in the valley, music could be heard day and night as all the musicians played their instruments so that they might be known as the best. In this town, there lived a young boy named Avaya, whose only wish was to play beautiful music for everyone. But Avaya did not have an instrument to play. He prayed and prayed with all his heart to have an instrument so that he might play his music for everyone. One day, while walking in the forest, he heard a sound coming from near a tree. He went to the tree and looked around. There, upon the ground, was a short stick with many holes in it. As the wind blew across the holes, the stick made a small, sweet sound. It gave Avaya an idea. He picked up the wooden stick and began to carve other holes into it with his knife. Then he ran back to the village. In the village, all the great musicians had gathered in the town square to compete and see who was the best. When Avaya arrived, he jumped upon the stage and began to play his new instrument quite proudly for everyone. The other musicians began to laugh. "But this is not music. It hurts the ears to listen to this boy," cried one man with a violin. "And what kind of horrible instrument is this you are playing?" said another man with a drum. "I've never seen this before."
"I call it a flute," replied Avaya. "I made it myself."
"Well, whatever you call it, it's not good for playing music," laughed a woman nearby. "You'll never play music with that thing. Better to throw it on our bonfire and listen to us play, little laddie."
All the musicians laughed.
For a moment, Avaya felt sad, but he knew that there was something special about his flute. He knew that one day he would play beautiful music for everyone. So he jumped off the stage and began to walk away. Then he turned and said to all the great musicians,
"I will go into the mountains and stay there until I can play the most beautiful music ever heard."
Then he walked into the dark forest and disappeared into the mountains. For 1 year, nobody in the village saw Avaya at all. They had forgotten about him. Until one night, finally he appeared out of the forest and joined the musicians near the town square with his flute in his hands. "I have been in the mountains, listening to all the birds and creatures of the forest and playing my flute. And this is the music that I have heard." Then Avaya began to play his flute. The music he played was very nice, and everyone was surprised.
"You play this flute of yours very well," said one man. "You have learned much while you were away. Please, play us some more, so we may hear this new instrument."
"No, I cannot," replied Avaya. "I have not yet discovered the most beautiful music. So I shall return to the mountains and continue to listen and practice." And so he turned and left, disappearing once again into the forest mountains. For 3 years, nobody saw Avaya, but from time to time, they wondered what had happened to him. Then one night, he appeared at the town square again with his flute in his hand. "I have lived in the mountains and listened to the waterfalls and the streams flowing down the mountainside, and this is the music I have heard." And with his flute, Avaya began to play.
This time the musicians were delighted even more to hear his flute.
"Your music is coming along very well," said one woman. "You are good enough to play with us. Come and join our music."
Avaya stood tall and replied, "No, I cannot stay. I still have not yet discovered the most beautiful music. I must return to the mountains and continue to listen and play." So he turned and left, disappearing once again into the mountains. Many years passed by, but nobody saw Avaya. They began to wonder if he would ever return. One night, after 10 long years, a young man appeared in the town square. In his hands was a flute. The villagers were surprised to see how much Avaya had grown. "What music can you play now? Play for us," demanded one musician. Avaya stood before them and replied, "For many years I have listened to the wind blowing through the trees and the caves of the mountain, and this is the music I have heard." And with his flute, Avaya once again began to play. The musicians all sat still and were amazed at this new music coming from Avaya and his flute. "This music is truly wonderful," they all said to each other. "This is the most beautiful music we have ever heard. Please, please teach us how to play this music," they begged to Avaya. But Avaya refused. "No, I cannot. I have not yet discovered the most beautiful music. I must return to the mountains and continue to listen and play." "But what could be more beautiful than the music you have just played?" asked a bewildered musician.
Yet Avaya just turned silently and left, disappearing once again into the mountains. 5 years went by. Then 10 years, then 20, and still nobody in the village saw Avaya. So many years and decades went by until most of the older musicians and people who knew him had died, and the memories of Avaya had slowly faded into bedtime stories. But a few musicians continued to remember. Until one night, an old man with a long grey beard appeared at the town square where all the musicians were gathering once again. The villagers began to wonder who this old man could be. But then one older musician noticed a strange object in the old man's hand. It was the flute.
"Why, this is Avaya," cried out the musician. "The boy musician with his flute. After so long he has returned."
"But I thought he was dead," cried one woman.
"I thought it was just an old story," laughed another musician.
"Everyone be quiet," said the older musician. "Please, Avaya, share with us your music." Avaya stood upon the stage, and with a soft, gentle voice, he spoke. "In the deepest cave of the highest mountain, I found a silence so pure and sweet. I listened to this great silence without playing my flute, and in it I heard the most beautiful music in the world. For 12 long years I listened to the music of the silence, until one day I picked up my flute and started to play. I played and played for a very long time until my hair grew long and grey and I realised I was an old man. Then, with today's new dawn, I awoke from my sleep and the music of the silence whispered to me that I must play this music for you." And then Avaya began to play his flute, He began to play one long note, slowly and softly, until it became yet another note, and then another, until a vast melody of music seemed to float in the air everywhere. As the power of this music began to touch the people with its pure beauty, it entered their inner hearts and minds, and they began to feel themselves grow very silent. As the music grew within them, it began to open them each to an immense joy they had never felt before. They began to feel their own unique music awakening deep within themselves. When finally the music stopped, the villagers looked up to see that Avaya was no longer there. He had disappeared. The great musicians looked at each other with the new joy in their hearts, still singing. They no longer felt the need to be the best, but only to share their own music with each other. After that night, Avaya and his flute were never seen or heard from again. But some people say that if you are very quiet and listen very carefully when walking in the valley of the great mountains, you can hear a flute player still playing his music. The end.